very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, and welcome back to your favorite figure skating podcast, The Run Through, where we talk about all things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us celebrate something so much bigger than the ISU awards, the Rosies.
Yes, guys, the much smaller Rosies, which is a much bigger deal.
But they pack a punch.
Yeah, the virtual awards show only Rosies.
Wait, have you guys seen what an ISU award looks like?
Do they have a physical statue?
It's gorgeous.
Oh, really? That's annoying.
It's so annoying.
I want to win one.
No, it's okay. It's annoying for us because if you've seen what the Rosies look like, it's a lot
sort
less
of non-existent.
Substantial.
Yeah, it's a 17-month-old with wiry hair and a chipped tooth.
We should have made trophies out of Rosie's chipped teeth.
Yeah,
bronzed to send
them
to people who win these awards.
Oh my god, I need to like fill in the bathtub marks, and if I can get like a little filling and pull that out, I can get the little tooth marks.
Wait, did you ever tell this story on the podcast?
I don't know if I did a couple months ago. It was, no joke, 1 minute to bedtime. I was walking back to the bathroom to like floss my teeth or something. And my husband was chasing Rosie. So I'm not going to say it's his fault, but you know, because I've put it out there, you do with that information what you will. Mm-hmm. And she zoomed into the bathroom faster than I've ever seen her run, like Mach 10. And she's really top heavy. She's a lot of belly. Big head, lot of belly. Banging bud. My God. And she, just because she's so top heavy, she went run, hit the tub with her two front teeth. And I hear the smack. She starts crying. I look down. There's blood everywhere. Since becoming a mother, have become very like trigger emotional. Like tears are always very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go down to her. I'm sobbing because I can't tell what's happened, but it looks like her two front teeth are just gone. My husband comes in. She's crying. I'm crying, clutching like this bloody baby. And he's like, "What happened?"
As though you don't know.
Right, I'm like, it's your fault.
Remember when you were chasing our top-heavy daughter around the home?
Ashley, yeah, 2 minutes after saying, "I'm not saying it's his fault," she's yelling, "It's your fault."
Oh my God. I don't actually feel like it's his fault, which is why I feel like it's okay that I say it's his fault, you know?
Yeah.
Is that
mm-hmm. right? No, I actually just completely get that, yeah.
It's so funny that it's his fault. Yeah. So turns out she chipped her two front teeth and she ran face first into the bathtub so hard that there are two little infant tooth marks in the porcelain tub. And I found half of her tooth a little bit later. So she's got two little fangs kind of as front teeth, but they're wearing down and it's cute now. It's very character
building
for me.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what we're actually going to cast the award out of.
Yeah
It's gonna
out
be great.
The porcelain imprint of your daughter's two front teeth.
Well, as usual, Adam and I are your hosts for the evening, while Ashley
and I'm just
is
a
our
guest
audience member who is in the dark and does not know who's going to win these awards. Mm-hmm. Adam, you know what I was just thinking was, remember when you prepared a monologue for the ISU awards that you never got to use?
I do.
Should our award show have a monologue?
That I haven't prepared at all?
Yeah.
Why not? Let's see what I come up with on the fly. So the Rosie Awards, the prestigious awards where we send, where we're going to send everybody a silver plated, because it's from Ashley Silver Spoon Club, Silver Spoons Club. It will be Rosie's imprinted teeth on a porcelain tub, silver casted. Everyone will be getting this in the next few
And you will also get
years.
A little chip of the tooth that I found.
Yeah, and there's so much of the chip that we can send it to multiple people. And we've curated this list together, Sarah and I. And we've come up with nominees, and when we were discussing who would win the award, we also would cast a vote for Ashley when we were kind of deciding.
Deadlock.
And we would know kind of where Ashley was heading, and where her head would be and where she would want the award to go to.
And we're going to find out if we were
right.
I
truly know where my head and heart lie, and so
we
this
do.
Is also a fun little test.
This is a test.
It is.
Of our friendship. I'm nervous. We've been tested before, Adam.
And it didn't go well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, to begin the test,
everyone laughing.
Sarah,
nervously.
Would you like to lead the awards off? I think that it would be a great start.
It would be my honor. Okay. The first award in the 2025 Rosie Awards is Most Insane Costume.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The nominees are Yekaterina Kurikova in her cat ears.
This is a good one.
Ilya Malinin at the ISU Awards Show.
Oh my God.
World's Banquet.
He looked like a Star Wars character.
Yes.
Some would say insane fit.
Revenge of the Sith. Charlene Guignard and Marco Fabri for Robots version 1.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Original Robots costumes.
Right.
And Daniel Grossel for the question mark glove.
These are all so good.
They're all so good.
I mean, a lot of these categories, it really was a dead heat. It was tough. Tough for the voters to decide.
Oh my God. I'm really torn between just a question mark and Ilya's fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one I would go with. I think because Ilya has worn that outfit on purpose for fashion more than once in a public space, well, I would go with Ilya.
I think which is why it's a costume.
Yes.
There.
That's why it counts as a costume.
Once he wore it more than once, it became a costume.
Right. Yeah. It's no longer a fit. Yes.
God, I'm so nervous. Oh, who's the winner?
But the question mark. Yeah, who wins? Who wins?
And
this?
The winner is Charlene Guignard and Marco Fabri, Robots Part 1.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Wow.
Congrats. I need to...
No, they. They were dressed
the
as
shiny ones.
Yes, Party City Robots.
No, but they got an upgrade.
Yeah, why it's Robots Part
version one.
I'm trying to think of
it's
the
ones
Party
before
City
they
version.
Changed to the ones they used most of the season.
You don't remember? It's like burned into the grooves of my brain.
I'll never
Wait,
forget.
Also, very funny. I just Googled Charlene Guignard robot, and the first thing that comes up is Bob the drag queen in a robot.
That, I mean, that's what she wore. Like, that's what
that's
she wore.
It's kind of close Reddit. To what it's, they were wearing.
It literally.
They looked. Oh. It was like robots combined with Halloween skeletons,
and they were the same in the same skin tight. Costume, yeah. Like the same costume.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you find a photo of it, Ashley?
I did.
That's
yeah.
It.
It was like
it's like body paint robots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of
it was sort
metal
of like
robots.
If your biology professor wanted to show you a real life X-ray.
It was the body exhibit.
Yeah.
100%. It reminds me of that HBO show with the robots in the Western
Westworld.
Westworld. It feels Westworld.
Okay.
Congratulations, Chignard. Yeah. Chignard. Charlene Chignard. And Marco. Chignard.
Congratulations.
On to our next category, which is most dramatic tumble. Now, this is a returning category from last year. And your nominees are Paul Poirier at the Grand Prix final in the rhythm dance.
Okay, yeah.
Ilya Malinin, the quadruple loop attempt at the U.S. Championships.
That was immediately where my head went.
Amber Glenn at the World Team Trophy exhibition.
I didn't see that. What happened?
Or go Madison Chalk at the Skate America rhythm dance.
Tough category. A lot of North American representation here.
That's making me so proud.
It's all North American.
It is completely North American, and it's almost entirely United States skaters.
Now, Ashley, you did not. So I didn't see the exhibition, but I couldn't escape this clip of Amber doing the craziest waxel I've ever seen life.
I don't know if you have been where she was, Ashley.
No, because she was up, down, and all around.
The World Team Trophy exhibition. It's on YouTube, and scroll to like 30 seconds in.
We'll wait.
Oh, no, it happened that fast?
Yes. It's
okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm scared. I'm scared. She just gets up like nothing happened.
She gets up and she does one of the funniest things I have ever seen someone do, where she puts her hands up, like both hands up, open palm, like, oh my God, my bad. I'm so sorry. Just like forget that happened.
I need to watch this one more time. Going.
Well, that's the thing about it, is that like of all the falls, this is the one you need to watch over and over.
I need to see what exactly happened, because it turned into a sow cow.
It turned into a death drop.
Oh, what she does. She's literally like, oh my God, I don't know what just happened. Yeah. Forget about that.
She's like, I'm not part of this narrative. I wasn't there for that.
That's the winner. That wins.
Adam, tell us who the winner is.
The winner is, Ashley correctly predicts, Amber Glenn, the World Team Trophy exhibition.
People need to go look this up. This is why I typically watch the exhibition more than any part of the competition.
This is why
the craziest shit happens in the exhibition.
This is why?
Yeah. That's entertaining.
I do want the record to reflect that I was an early adopter of watching exhibitions way back, and Ashley made fun of me relentlessly for enjoying the exhibition. So just let that sit in the ether.
I would like the record to reflect that you should both be made fun of for watching the exhibitions.
I don't really watch many exhibitions anymore, but I really enjoyed it when I first started watching skating.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to know. At least somebody was enjoying them while we were doing them.
It was a little more accessible as a less educated viewer.
Uh-huh.
Where there was just, it was less technical content, and it was beautiful to do it under the lights with colored spotlights, and it was usually more pop/popular music that I knew. So,
was it beautiful to watch me skate to Fever wearing a body pantsuit and a pink fedora that had been shoved into a suitcase with a feather that was crinkled, and the hat also was kind of folded in half and never really sat right? And I skated the entire thing, but wore that for all of like 5 seconds and then took it off, and then there was just like a crinkly hat on the ice. Would you call that beauty?
To me, that is beautiful.
Yeah. I think the way you told that story was beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
And I think that is too. Such a beautiful story of the shoved boa and crinkled hat. I could almost cry.
When I put it on in 2008, I felt so sexy.
You could have been a contender for our insane costume category. Back then.
That would have won, let me tell you.
Yeah.
What's our next category? I'm hungry for all these awards.
The next category is best dressed.
Okay.
It's exciting.
The nominees are Nina Pinzeroni, backless red dress.
Obviously, obviously.
Paul Poirier, backless red dress.
Obviously, obviously.
Madison Chalk in the free dance.
Another great costume.
Olivia Smart in the free dance.
Oh, okay. For me, it's between Nina and Olivia. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to a backless man or Lady Luck herself, but yes. I think because Adam and I, this was when you were off air, and Adam and I were talking about how, and we said it in unison, the most stunning costume of that event was Nina. I feel like that's a sign that she should win, but at the same time, like the drama of Olivia, and I'm obviously obsessed with it, and this feels like something that might have been a deadlock and you guys were voting, and it's Nina. It's got to be Nina. That's the best dress. Don't, now it's Nina to me. So you guys are
interesting.
Wrong, aren't you?
Okay. Well, we have a, well, the winner is then Nina Pinzeroni. Congratulations, Nina, but that is not who we thought you would vote for. You're right that we were deadlocked.
Yes.
And we thought you would go with Olivia, and I won't disclose who voted for who.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought that you would go for Olivia if you were there, and you just disproved us. So, Nina, it is.
We thought that Olivia wearing her free dance dress in the desert for a photo shoot would push it over the edge. But it was down to Nina and Olivia, and we thought that your vote would go to Olivia.
To the drama?
Yes, but it went to the cut of the fabric.
We are Olivia dumb, and we got your vote wrong.
Yes.
Sarah, that was pretty Olivia smart of you to say.
Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations to all our nominees, as always.
Yes. But,
you all have taste.
Wow. You really
incredible
do.
Taste.
Incredible taste, incredible fashion, incredible backs.
Truly is incredible backs for everybody.
Someone who also has incredible taste is us, because the next category is best podcast quote of the season.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I can't wait.
The nominees for best quote of the season are Ashley Wagner, "Stop flipping your sister's skirt."
Did I say that? I thought it was you.
No, I think it was you. I think you said, "Get up off your knees and stop flipping your sister's skirt." I'm almost certain.
I think that Adam has repeated it so many times since it was first said that it now feels like his.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you were the original quote.
And I fear that we're going to have to say it again. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that lesson has been learned. For sure.
With those two? No. It should be a daily mantra.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Our next
I think
quote,
any sibling duo kind of needs to be told that at least once.
It's just a good kind of refresher reminder, sort of like those HR things that they make you do at companies once a year just to refresh. Sibling teams should have to do refreshers on what's appropriate.
Should I flip my sister's skirt? No?
A slide comes up on the PowerPoint behind me. Stop flipping your sister's skirt.
Yeah, and there's an AI animation of someone flipping a skirt. And it's now, was this appropriate? A, yes. B, no. C, maybe.
If yes, please explain why.
Our next quote, feeling the beat of the bass through the soles of their shoes, Adam Rippon.
And you know what? Those women do need to feel the bass through the soles of their shoes.
They do. I think they all do. Women should, and men, should feel the beat of the bass through the soles of their shoes. I stand by that.
It's good for everybody, I think.
All adventurous women do. What's the quote from Girls?
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Oh my
either.
God, you guys.
I'm sorry. Okay,
keep going.
Okay.
I'm almost certain that's the quote.
Well, the next quote as a nominee is Sarah Hughes. Landing your jumps is real. Doing twizzles is real. And our final nominee, Ashley Wagner. She knows a place.
She does, though.
She does know a place.
You know that she knows a place.
Yes, and this quote is obviously, this comes after feeling the beat of the bass through the soles of your shoes.
It's Luna Hendricks, correct?
Luna Hendricks. She'll take the girls to a club, quote, she knows a place.
But Kurkova also knows a place. It's and you just... have to be really mindful of what place you're going to with her.
Exactly. She knows a different
clownery.
Place. Now, your winner is... for best podcast quote of the season. Stop flipping your sister's skirt.
Well
done.
It's
just a good message.
Mm-hmm. It's a good
wholesome.
Message.
It's a positive message.
Yeah, a message of
it
positivity.
It could be negative if it feels like maybe you're restricting creativity, but...
I don't think that's what the intention is.
I don't think it's to
restrict creativity. We do just want you to play by the rules of siblings on ice.
Well, yeah. I don't know that flipping your sister's skirt is creative.
No.
Tale as old as time. You know what I mean? Do something original.
True. Come on. So annoying. Right.
Been there, done that. I think for a lot of people throughout history.
Since medieval times.
Especially
before,
in medieval times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm honored. And, you know, I think I can only aspire to be even better in this coming season of
the podcast. I think you
will
be. I think you will be.
Our next category is Best Live Performance. The nominees are the Run Through Live Show in Boston, the World Championships in Boston.
Okay, tight competition.
Sarah's annual New Year's Eve episode original
song.
That
wins. That wins.
And Ashley's in-arena Worlds interviews of every skater at the World Championships.
That can't win because those had no substance whatsoever. It was, how do you like being in Boston?
It was more the stamina that you had.
Give it up. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's motherhood, though, really trained me for that moment. I think the obvious and clear winner is Sarah because you are one of the most... intelligent, witty people that I know, and you really exemplify creativity, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And
wow, thank you.
I think you should be celebrated for that publicly.
Wow, and I feel celebrated right now, even though I did not win this award. Because
what?
This award went to, yes, you guessed it, the Run Through Live Show, which was the only event of the four that provided free food, which was what sent it over the top.
Well, you could argue that that food wasn't free.
Well, that's
you
so
could
true.
Argue that.
It included food.
Yeah.
None of this there was free.
No. And I would even say that writing the original song took a toll on Sarah. That
blood,
she's
sweat,
still
and tears were paid.
Yeah,
I paid, and I think we know Ashley really paid with neurovirus and then the flu.
Yes.
For those interviews. So,
and
that's,
I think,
so true.
The Run Through Live Show, arguably, sort of as somebody who was there, but speaking as somebody who saw it from a different POV, there was melon there, there were muffins there, and you can't really say that about Sarah's song.
You really can't.
Yeah,
it
was missing the caloric
element. There were, I think, some pretzels
element.
On the airplane where I was writing it on my phone.
Okay.
But that's it.
I wouldn't even say
those
pretzels were
free.
Yeah, those were not free, no.
No, that ticket was
pricey. Wow, so we're just paying for all food right now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this life, nothing is free except a Rosie Award.
Yeah.
Yes, those are free.
But they can be bought, so...
Yeah, if anyone wants to bribe us for an
award
next
year. Yeah, let the ice dance teams know. We're ready to be bribed.
Yeah, we'll put the Venmos
we'll play the game.
On the Run Through Instagram. So if you'd like to bribe us, we will be looking for cash payments. And we'll take those in. And we'll do an award next year for best bribe.
Yeah, best bribe attempt even.
Well, which leads us into our next award, which is another returning category, Oldest Skater. The nominees for Oldest Skater are Evan Bates, Deanna Stellato, who did lose this award last year.
Right.
To Evan Bates?
to Luna Hendricks.
Who was nominated by Nina Pinzeroni, who nominated this year as oldest skater because she was, in fact, the oldest Belgian female skater at Worlds.
Wait, that's so true. Funny.
That's true.
And your last nominee.
How the turntables have turned.
Oh, yes.
On Nina Pinzeroni, who does play a table in her free skate.
Yes, and a chair. And the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. And your final nominee is Jason Brown as oldest skater. Now, I want you to know Nina Pinzeroni won the award for youngest skater last year. So it is shocking that she is nominated for oldest skater this year.
Time comes
I think she should
fast.
Win this year. I would vote for her.
Well, damn. Unfortunately, oldest skater goes to, and this is really sad for Deanna because she is technically the oldest on paper.
Okay.
But on topic, on top of mind.
On principle?
On principle, thank you. Oldest skater does go to, congratulations, Evan Bates.
Wow. And it feels really deserved. I think it's about time he gets this award.
This man has been through more competition than anyone on the list.
Yes.
Yeah. In skating years, he's the oldest.
Do you think skating years is more or less than dog years?
I would say more. I think it's more stressful to be a skater than to be a dog.
Yeah. As I say with my dog, literally asleep on his side like a cow behind me.
At work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do think skating years take more off your life than dog years.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. Our next category is best pregnancy announcement.
Oh, God, this is so exciting.
Wow, there are so many pregnant people right now. Okay, let's go.
The nominees are Alexandra Trusova, Aliona Kosternaya, that's fresh in this week.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh baby.
So fresh.
Anna Shcherbakova, just kidding, she's not pregnant.
Did you see my face fall?
Yes. But yes. It felt like she needed to be nominated because we needed the three A girls back together.
She's sort of on, like Evan, she's on principle pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Even if
I'm always pregnant
physically.
On principle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally, Alexa Kinnearum, also nominated for this award.
Oh, I hope she wins. But I feel like it wasn't dramatic enough, so I guess she doesn't win. Personally, the reveal of Trusova that truly was Beyonce style, where all of a sudden she just like unveils this belly and rubs it mid ice. That's where I think my vote goes.
Well, congratulations to you. And to Sasha Trusova, who is this year's Rosie Award winner for Best Pregnancy Announcement.
Congratulations.
The lip syncing, the skating, everything that you mentioned, Ashley.
I have to say that Trusova holds such a special place in my heart after she did her own music video in like COVID ridden Moscow, like empty streets, and then this pregnancy
wasn't it like
announcement
angels or something.
Oh, it was phenomenal, and the song is so catchy, and then this pregnancy announcement and the Instagram lip syncing, like it's all too good.
Sure. And she's skating to I'm Unstoppable.
She's doing fan edit after fan edit.
Oh, I mean, congratulations to all the mothers nominated.
Yes.
For your nomination and for, you know, your babies.
Yes, except for Shcherbakova, who is, would like to remind
pregnant
everyone.
Pregnant on principle.
Pregnant on principle, not in reality.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, our next category for the 2025 Rosie Awards is Breakout Moment of the Season. Your nominees are Alyssa Liu winning the world title.
Wow, yeah.
Mikhail Shaidarov winning a world medal.
Ooh, okay.
Rino Matsuke doing a right forward outside edge.
Oh my God, that might be my winner.
And Amber Glenn winning the Grand Prix final.
Oh, this is a tough category.
It's a really tough category.
It is tough, but I still think the breakthrough moment really boils down to a right forward outside edge. For me, it's Reno.
Arguably, I could agree with that.
I honestly, I mean, there's.
Should we change the
winner?
We're
still talking about it. That's the thing. Like, we're still talking about an edge.
The right outside edge that Reno did was a revelation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sarah, should we? She's not who we currently have as the winner, but when we're all together, we're kind of. What do you think, Sarah?
We're very taken with the right forward outside edge. You know what? Let's give it to her.
Let's give it to her.
Yeah. I think we should.
And let's strip
it. I think it's hard because we feel so strongly about all of these great moments, but ooh, that edge is going to stick with me.
It'll stick with
you. Yeah.
And
who are we stripping the title from?
Well, congratulations to Mikhail Shatterov, first person we've stripped of a Rosie Award.
Oh,
not true. We did strip Olivia Smart earlier.
That's second person this year to be stripped.
Mikhail Shatterov and Olivia Smart are going to team up to form an alliance against this podcast.
Absolutely.
No, they're going to be our first two bribes.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's actually so true. But I propose something. And so, you know, I think Alyssa's world title is an incredible moment.
She also already has the title. She got something. She's good.
Yes. And it's not really a breakout moment. You know, Sarah was saying, like, she already is a national champion. She already was a world medalist.
She's
like,
an Olympian.
Sure.
She's an Olympian. Mm-hmm. Mikhail Shatterov, like, this really was a breakout season.
Oh,
the four
yes.
continents, worlds, like, that was, like, incredible.
And I'm, if anything, a little bit frustrated with him because I've been saying he's a dark horse for Olympics. He's a dark horse for Olympics. You can't be a dark horse for Olympics when you're coming into the Olympics as a world silver medalist.
Yeah, so he's ruined your dark horse prediction because he's no longer dark. He's just a normal color horse.
He's my horse prediction.
He's a horse. He's my,
choose your rider, choose your horse. I choose him.
But I propose, I'd like to propose something to the podcast that we rename Breakout Moment of the Season to next year. The title of this category should be The Biggest Loser.
After Alyssa's losers?
Yes.
I could be on board for that. I could be on board for that.
Okay.
Why not?
So next year, I hope so. I can't wait to see who wins Biggest Loser.
I can't wait to see if we remember that we said we would call it that.
There's a chance we might because we might refer back to this
document.
Because
this is in the Google Doc.
Yes. Congratulations to Reno. That outside edge, it won us over in the end. It broke
through,
I would say. It was a breakout moment.
Wow. Our next category, least serious discipline. This is a returning category from last year.
Okay.
The That's nominees tough. Are
four strong nominees.
Men's singles, women's singles, ice dance, and pairs.
Because of the rhythm dance this year, I feel like it has to be ice dance.
Well, what I'll tell you is,
tell us.
Congratulations to Ice Dance,
yes.
winning this category a second year in a row,
wow.
not relinquishing the title for least serious ever.
No.
No. The most unserious discipline we've ever seen, Ice Dance.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And one of our favorites.
Absolutely.
Clearly one of our favorites.
Wow. It's got to feel back-to-back titles. I mean, they've got to feel really good as a discipline.
They have to. They're the first.
I mean, representing the women of the sport, I'm a little disappointed in us. I feel like we could be less serious, but I actually think our problem is that we're all too serious.
You could argue that.
I do think the women are a bit serious.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're too serious. I don't think we'll ever be able to win this because
I think
we are
the
too serious.
Runner up to
men.
Ice Dance is the men easily.
Absolutely.
Men.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Probably pairs is next and then women.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pears is like you could really die. You could get like really hurt, you know? So well, I feel like pears is the most serious.
I guess. I don't think, I wasn't so much thinking about the bodily harm that can be inflicted. Oh, no.
Attitude. I mean, you're thinking listen of, to me speaking. I was thinking. I'm too serious.
Material, politics, mm-hmm. characters. But yeah, I don't know. We're too serious. Women and pears can be tied for third.
I think okay. so. Because I think truly, yeah. like, the most out of your mind, like, people are the men next.
Yes. Sure.
The men have always been out of their mind.
I do think yeah. pair skaters, especially the women, are also, you have to be a little out of your mind to take the risk you're talking about, Ashley.
So true. So true.
But you know who so. Levels it out for them is the men, because they're, those men yeah. are too relaxed.
Yeah.
Too yeah, relaxed.
Way too relaxed. Put like dropping people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at those sloppy feet. Come on.
I mean.
Pick them up.
I want clean turns. Step, step, step.
Wow. Okay. Congratulations, Ice
to dance.
Yeah.
That leads us perfectly into our next category, which is biggest lie of the season.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The I want to hear these nominees.
Are the Run Through podcast when we said we have something really big to announce, and then we never had anything big to announce.
Oh, I'm so scared for the other lies. I feel like I'm nominated.
Our next nominee is also the Run Through podcast when we keep promising a mailbag episode and never do one.
Oh, a huge lie. Us.
Another yeah, huge lie this season was Alyssa Liu's original retirement announcement.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
huge
such a lie.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Huge liar.
We were so deceived.
Yes.
And hey.
So, this skating thing. Our final nominee for biggest lie of the season is Nikolai Mimola telling Ashley that her skating inspired him in the kiss and cry, and then immediately telling her backstage that he made it up to get on her good side.
Which is an amazing lie to tell and an easy way to get on her good
so
side.
Amazing. I'm obsessed with him. He could do nothing else with his career from here on out, and I'm obsessed with that man.
No, it's that. That is worth its weight in gold to me.
So true. I think the funniest lie really just has to come back to Alyssa being mm-hmm. such a liar, and so that kind of has my vote.
The biggest liar lied. We've ever seen.
Yes.
In the which sport, is
straight
maybe.
Up. Lied and then no. became world champion?
It's yeah. such a huge lie to retire and then come back and win the world champ. Like, that's you're a liar.
You're a liar.
And that's
and
why
I love you for it.
Alyssa Liu's original retirement announcement is the winner of biggest lie of the season.
Congratulations, Alyssa Liu.
Yeah.
She deserves this one.
And that leads easily into this year's nominees for most memorable moment.
Oh, God. So many.
Okay.
Most memorable moment. The nominees are Not All Men Are Bred for War, a right-winger's tweet about Ilya Malinin losing points for being straight.
That was really memorable.
B-R-E-A-D.
Bread like the croissant, yes.
Correct.
Like the baguette.
Like a baguette. Yes. Charlene Guignard walking out of the winner's chair during the free dance.
Memorable.
At World Championships. Memorable. Luke Ass. Lukasz Bryczkiś's injury
Luke
to
Ass.
His derriere. Mm-hmm. And Katya Kurakova's cat ears falling off in Lithuania.
Oh, my God.
Lots of amazing nominees this
wow.
year.
Really great moments.
But the best moment is Luke Ass.
Absolutely. It does not get better.
Congratulations, Lukasz Bryczkiś.
Wait, I have a story for you guys regarding Luke Ass.
Great. Okay.
So this was my first hangout with Ben at Worlds, and we're working together. And for anyone who doesn't know Ben or hasn't ever seen him, heard him talk, Ben is the kindest person, period. Hard stop. He's so kind. And I'm sitting with him making small talk, and I'm trying to explain Lucas. And I very quickly realized, like, oh, this is not the audience for this story. He doesn't find it funny.
Mm-hmm. No, because it's, like, arguably not funny when someone gets hurt unless you talk about it on this podcast.
In a punny way.
Right. It's the pun that's funny, by the way.
Yes.
It's
the pun. Not the injury.
Yeah.
No.
Or the infection. But you were having trouble
sort of getting that point across to Ben Augusto that it's only the pun that's funny.
It's the pun, and that's it. And so I'm kind of having to, like, explain it a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Turns out Lucas is sitting a table over.
No.
I didn't recognize him. And in that moment, I wanted to curl up and die and wanted to go up to him and be like, it's the pun. It's not because you got injured. It's because your name is Lucas and you injured your butt.
I think Lucas would get it. I don't know if he's heard this podcast or if he's heard this joke, but I think he would think it's funny. He strikes me as a funny person.
Yeah. He would get, this is for him. We do this for him.
This is for him, with him, and of him.
Well, just so you know, Ben Augusto did not find it as funny as we do.
Well, that's why he's not up for most memorable moment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But congratulations.
He's going to owe us a bribe pretty soon, Ben is.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Pay up.
Now, that leads us, thank you to Luke Ass, congratulations, to our next category, which is best podcast moment of the season.
And there were many.
There were very many moments. Mm-hmm. And some of them were the best. Some of them are the nominees. Our first nominee is Ashley winning the world's draft. That was a huge moment.
Moment.
That was a huge, huge moment.
Our next nominee is welcoming Sarah back to the pod in a real way and not in a joke way.
That was probably my favorite.
I loved that moment as well.
And I think the audience probably appreciated it too, because we finally got some structure back.
Yeah.
Some information.
We talked less about Amy Adams for 45 minutes and more about actually what happened at a competition.
Figure skating.
The next nominee is the first solo episodes of all time. I might refer to these as a dark time in the podcast.
I would. I think that I would.
Would you like to elaborate?
No.
Okay. Our next nominee in best podcast moment of the season is making it to the 50th episode and forgetting to celebrate it.
Well, there's always 100.
You have to get to 100.
There's always 100.
There's always 100, as they say, the famous saying. And the winner is when we finally welcomed Sarah back to the podcast in a real way and not in a joke way. Welcome back, Sarah Hughes, to the podcast.
It's so good to have you back.
Thank you. It's so good to be back and to be a Rosie Award winner. It means everything to me.
Doesn't it feel good?
Yeah.
I will be sending you a piece of my daughter's tooth.
Well, I think you might have done that anyway, but now it's for an award.
Now it's for something.
Instead of a threat.
Now it's a promise.
Yeah.
Okay, our next category. Best idea for a new ISU award category.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Some nominees.
Baddest ass.
The nominees are most nervous looking.
I think that could be a great category.
Most nervous looking?
Yes.
Now I would immediately, the winner of most nervous looking would be Amber Glenn walking out onto the 6-minute warm up for the short program at the World Championships.
I don't know. It could also be anyone wearing gloves.
I think anyone wearing gloves would be nervous looking.
Yeah. Or like, ready to fall.
Lindsay Thorngren at Nationals.
See, you're ready to give nominees for most nervous.
This is a great category. I like it.
You're
okay,
immediately
continue.
Like going in with incisors at the American women. Okay. Our next nominee Worst vibes.
Now, could you imagine
if we there call was vibes?
We could call this the Atari Tutbridze Award.
And she'd win every year.
Or one of her students would win.
Back on top.
Okay, worst vibes.
Best choreographer with the fattest ass.
Right.
I knew that was going to
sneak
one.
Its way in
they
there.
Yeah, they should really consider that one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam is nominating this category and himself for this category.
Yes. I hope
and
I win.
Finally, most entertaining podcast is an idea for a new ISU award.
That we're throwing out in hopes. Yeah.
That we might win a beautiful ISU
we
award.
We might be fishing, but...
You don't get fish unless
take,
you
take
fish.
Take a nibble. Take a nibble. I personally really like the most nervous looking.
Because most it's also nervous a way looking of like, is
it's
funny.
It's also like fix your face.
It feels.
And I like that.
Would be like, are you performing or are you not?
Right.
Get ready
this
to
is
go.
A show.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah,
love that.
If you're not walking out of the tunnel like Ilya Malinin in Boston, like a WWE
like a
fighter in a human sim situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not doing it
you're
right.
You're up for nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
But actually the winner for best idea for a new ISU award category is worst vibes.
Yeah. Okay.
I also think, though, like this doesn't have to necessarily be a person. This could be a judging panel. This could be a program that's not about the person. You know what I mean?
So
this
like
could be a
Shinamano
lot of
things. Could definitely...
Or you when people bring
or
up Shinamano.
How are you talking about
how
Shinamano?
I feel about Shinamano as a judge, not a person, as a person who's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. A great example.
Okay. Oh, I love this. You could interpret it in so
many
ways.
Worst vibes could be any, literally anything. It could be a
like,
rink
worst
where
vibes
people
could
train.
Be
it could
Daniel
be
Daniel Grassel's free skate.
Totally. Yes. I was
not great vibes.
Right. It could be a lot of things. You could interpret this in many ways. It doesn't
really
have to just be
creative.
A person.
Yes.
Right, and then we're not attacking someone's weaknesses.
No, because it also could be like when the Finns and the Lithuanians fell in the rhythm dance at Worlds.
Yeah.
Those are terrible
vibes. That was the worst
vibes.
Yes, yeah. Awful vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I like it. I support.
And it's good to have your support on this.
Yeah.
As we
hear us out,
bring it to
as
vote.
We did vote for you.
Yes.
And we did outvote you.
Okay.
Now,
Adam, what's the next category? I mean, we're running out of awards to give. There are two left.
Yeah.
Two left.
Okay.
In the Rosies 2025 awards. And your next category is the biggest international moment. Now, your nominees for biggest international moment are Irish dancing.
I was wondering when this was going to make it, and I was worried that it wasn't going to.
Oh, don't be worried.
Don't you worry.
Polish cats.
Okay.
Italian robots. And finally, okay. Spanish dune.
Lots of
it has to be Polish
moments
cats.
With it's international
actually,
flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, but the Irish step dancing of it all was two American girls. Dancing their dreams.
Right.
Right. Pretending to be international.
Exactly.
Pretending to be. It's got to be Polish cats.
I mean, I was going to say, like, you know, I obviously know who the winner is.
Right.
But there's a case you could make for Spanish Dune, given that neither of the skaters is Spanish, but the program is Spanish.
Okay,
that is
actually
truly an international situation.
That's worldly.
There's a British girl.
And otherworldly.
There's a German man. They're from Canada, skating for Spain, doing an international Dune program.
You could say that they really made headway to try to get the award for sure.
If there was a multiculturalism award, they would win it.
Which there should be a multiculturalism category next year. Let's make a note of it.
Yeah, make a note. Adam, who's our winner?
I'm changing who I think should win. That feels the most worldly of them all. And we stripped Olivia of a title.
We did. And we stripped her of another one because the winner of this category is, because it played such an important part of this season, Irish dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. Step dancing specifically.
Yes. Yeah. Back to back. And I think really pushed this over the edge was the back to back at Four Continents Irish program.
We were so lucky to get that.
They were back to back at Nationals too, weren't they? No, they weren't.
Most Irish people are back to back when they're dancing so that the police
don't
know that they're dancing through the kitchen window.
Right.
And so that's why
only one takes a risk at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that is right.
Photo in our group chat between the three of us does have an Irish step dancing wig as the icon of this group chat. So just so everybody knows how important it is to us personally.
Yeah, it felt right. Even though it feels like Polish cats should win, but it was really Irish step dancing because we spent so much time on it.
Yeah.
Now, Sarah, it's our final award of the Rosies.
Wow,
it's been
believe it's the final award.
Yes, yeah, and this is sort of, you know, like a best picture, this is sort of the end-all, be-all award. Yeah. This is the one really you want to win.
Building up to this moment.
I'm excited.
The category is... best space travel of the 2024-25 season.
Wow.
And there was so much space travel.
So much space.
And the nominees are Katy Perry on the Blue Origin flight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Gail King on the Blue Origin flight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anastasia Gubanova getting shot into space in her free skate.
Yeah.
Yeah, theoretically.
And final nominees is a joint nomination. After 9 months in space, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams finally arriving back on Earth.
Wow, that was such a crazy moment that happened this season.
Yes. Yeah,
this figure skating season can really be marked by the end of their space travel.
Yes.
Yeah, by the end of Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams finally arriving on Earth is sort of the pinnacle of the figure skating season. But yeah.
Is such a tough category.
Yeah.
I mean, these are seminal moments in the figure skating season. So, I mean, can I get a drum roll for the winner, please? And the winner is... Anastasia Gubanova being shot into space in her free skate. Congratulations.
Title. Tough competition.
Really tough.
Truly.
Really tough.
For a moment, I thought this was going to go to Katy Perry. I thought that she was really...
She's kind of on a losing streak, actually.
She's on a big losing streak right now, and it seems to only be going further south.
I mean,
I think
now
Gail
Rosies,
King will get out of this fairly unscathed.
Yeah.
I think, she'll be fine. But Gubanova.
She's got Oprah. But Gubanova.
On a winning streak.
Somewhere in space right now.
Oh, she's on cloud nine after this award.
Of all the people mentioned, she's the only one that's actually in space right now.
That's right. Because Katie and Gail only stayed for 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And Gubanova stayed there for four.
It's
all 4 minutes of her free skate.
I really think the amount of time that Katy Perry and Gail King spent in quote unquote like outside the atmosphere was less than a free skate.
Yeah.
Because the total flight was like 7 minutes, right?
Yeah. I think 11.
From ground to ground.
Yeah.
From ground to ground.
From ground to ground. Yeah.
No, wait. Actually, before we go, so. Sarah, when we did the podcast that 1 week where like you popped in and had to leave, as soon as you left, Ashley asked me if I ever wanted to go to space. We never had the opportunity to ask you, would you go to space?
Do you want to go to space?
I would go to space.
Okay.
All right. Sarah Hughes for biggest flop of the season.
Yeah. Why do I feel like you're disappointed in me?
Because I just thought you had more like self-preservation.
There were no parameters given, but if somebody told me I could go to space safely, I would do it.
And good luck. We'll be there to cheer you on. We'll be like Oprah crying on the ground.
No, you guys are going to be like Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian filming, giving interviews about their friend Katy Perry from the ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Khloe? I actually don't know if it was Khloe, but it was.
I think it was one of them.
It was Chris and one of her daughters. And they were like, you know, it's just so amazing to be here with it. You know, we don't have our phones out. They just really encouraged us to be in the moment because they're going to have all the pictures that we need.
Right. But also it's
that's going to be you guys.
If it's getting rocketed into space, that's 11 minutes of just like staring at the sky and not really seeing much. I'd need some entertainment.
It's
I get
not
a little bored.
11
Would you
minutes
bring your iPad?
Long.
Would you bring your iPad on the flight, Ashley?
for some light reading?
Yes. 11 minutes is really not that long.
Yeah. No, we'll see. I think I could make it.
Thank you. That means a lot to me that you could support me for 11 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Watching not you 12. Rocket into space.
Mm-hmm.
I'd need to look away, if I'm being honest. I'd be too scared.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do what they just did because I feel like it's so new and it would make me scared. But
well, and also it kind of turns you into like a social pariah.
Well, does it? Like, is Gail King a social pariah?
I think that's what Gail's going to get out of this okay.
I think that people are just looking for an excuse to hate on Katy Perry, and this is just perfect.
I agree.
I mean, I do feel like it was a little wasteful, let's be honest.
Everything that is happening in the world almost exclusively is wasteful.
So fair.
But yeah, no, I agree. It's very wasteful. I guess, let me amend my statement to say if there was a like palatable, safe way to go, I think
palatable
it would be really
a good
cool.
Addition.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you could okay. go with Greta Thunberg, you'd go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I could get shot into space with Anastasia Gubanova.
You'd do it?
Mm-hmm. I would probably do it.
Well, famously, yeah, they're okay. shooting people into space in the country of Georgia, which Gubanova has been to once yeah. or twice.
Home is where the passport is.
She has vacationed there at least once.
And it's yeah. lovely.
And it's lovely.
Especially this time of year.
And it's been a lovely Rosie Awards. Congratulations yeah. to
it's
all of
our
winners.
It's been a lovely season. Congrats
it has
to the
been
skaters.
A lovely season. It has been.
You know, I wasn't really sure about the state of figure skating really at the start of the Grand Prix season. I wasn't super excited for Olympic season. Now I feel like things have really shaken out. We have a great Olympic season ahead of us. I can't wait to see what all of these skaters put out for their new programs. I think it's going to be a great year.
Yeah, I think everybody's really rounded into form. Like this is
yeah.
Everybody is kind
it's
of
go
now
time.
Vibrating at their highest frequencies.
Yeah. And yeah, it's amazing space. To see. There was so much that these skaters went through. They came out of like the COVID era of figure skating.
Yeah.
There was such an adjustment to people retiring, skaters not being in competition, and the skaters have truly adjusted to the landscape.
And the international landscape changed a lot between like the Russians not being around. The Chinese team has changed considerably. Yeah, it's a whole new world.
Yeah, by this World Championships, I think there were some areas where I was starting to think, oh, maybe I do miss having the Russians in competition. And by this World Championships, I completely take it back. I think every discipline is so exciting and feels very competitive, and it's gonna be an intense Olympic season.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And on that note, it's gonna be an intense couple of weeks off for us. So
yes, I think for everyone, we all need to decompress from the season. But as we did promise, now this will not win Biggest Lie.
Yeah, because Sarah is involved in this. Sarah. And is with us this summer.
We've already begun preparations for our Skating 101 lore series. And so we're working on that. We're going to put that together, but we're going to take a few weeks off. But then we'll be coming out with those lore episodes over the off season, and it is going to be, oh boy.
Scary.
We might even win best lore series next year at the Roses.
Best figure skating lore podcast series.
Yes, we could.
And
I
we're
hope
the only
so.
Nominees. Yep. Can't wait. We are going to do that. So it won't be a lie. It will be a memorable moment, an international moment.
Yes. And I think on the Instagram, we'll put together of like...
Visuals.
Yes.
Schedule,
and visuals.
So
oh, yes.
Visuals.
Yeah, but we'll keep everybody
Adam's
updated.
Adam's eyes light up. But I think to wrap up the season, we just want to say we love you all. We appreciate you so much. We wouldn't be the podcast that we are without you all listening and giving us feedback, coming out to the live show. We're so lucky to have this community. We're really thankful for all of you and can't wait to be so silly and dumb and somewhat factual next season with you all again.
I echo everything that Ashley just said, and we hope that the community this summer can get even bigger where we can welcome more people in by doing the lore episodes. So if you have friends who just need lore to get into something, send them our way this summer. We're going to have all four disciplines covered, and it won't be serious in the slightest.
In the slightest, because I will be on here talking about figure skating history, so you already know it's not serious.
But yes, it'll be a great way to introduce your friends who don't know anything about skating to all of the characters, the background, the lore, so that if they want to get into it this Olympic season or just watch it at the Olympics, they're going to know who everybody is and they can enjoy it just as much as you do. And believe me, the lore is for all of us because it's a great revisit
I'm
to
learn
some of the
so much.
Ashley, you really will have your jaw on the ground. I was putting together the men's stuff so far. I'm in the early 2000s.
And you were like, Ashley knows none of this.
You
well,
don't.
You know what I said to Adam behind your back, Ashley, which I'm now going to say to your face, which is
do it.
We were talking about how, oh, we should invite a pair skater on to help us explain pairs lore, and we should invite a dancer on to help explain ice dance. And I
Did
said,
you say
maybe
you need
we
to
should invite a woman
us?
Skater.
No, you should.
Because Ashley
should.
Won't. No. And Adam said, I am the women's skater. Mm-hmm. I know all of it.
Oh, that's I so know funny. It. I know that. Oh, boy.
I think I know Adam it. Knows the women better than the men.
I think I might, but I was surprising myself how well I knew the men, but I really know the women.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
great.
Trust
you. Are
you.
Our expert, and I can't wait to learn about figure skating herstory in your presence.
Oh, it'll be great. It really will. And on that note, I echo everything Ashley said. We love you, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Happy season. Let's get ready for that Olympic season.
Wow. Hags, everyone.
Hags.
Cats.
Yes.
Bye.
Did you guys used to cats kick ass this summer?
Oh,
people
no,
used to write that in your books. Like, have a great summer was hags, and cats kick ass this summer.
Oh, I didn't know that one. No one wrote that in my yearbook. I just got a lot of hags.
Yeah, we used to do a little bit of both.
Well, hags and cats, everyone.
Hags.